European interior ministers meeting in Brussels are tackling illegal immigration and looking at ways of punishing undocumented workers in Europe. The EU-level meeting comes after Italy's approval yesterday of a security package that toughens rules on illegal immigration as a response to street crime that Italians blame mainly on foreigners. Charles Collins reports.
The bill includes increasing jail sentences by a third for offenders who are also illegal immigrants and expelling any foreigner who's been sentenced to more than 2 years in prison. The package also raises from 60 days to 18 months the time authorities can keep clandestine migrants in temporary holding centers while trying to send them back to their country of origin. Also under the new law, if expulsion procedures fail and the migrant is released with an order to leave the country, being caught again can bring a jail sentence of up to 4 years. Though the bill passed by a wide margin in the Senate, opponents say it's unfair to some of society's most vulnerable members. We spoke with a legal operator at the Jesuit Refugee Services Clinic in Rome, Fabiana Giuliani, who told us the new law will flood Italy's already overloaded courts and blur the distinction between economic migrants and asylum seekers.
The introduction of the crime of illegal immigration to Italy creates thousands of people, including asylum seekers, who are legally punishable. The second one is that there is no distinction between asylum seekers and economic immigrants who enter Italy illegally. In this sense, they are considered on the same level.
The measures were previously approved by the lower house of parliament, with the conservative forces of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi enjoying a comfortable majority in both chambers. Berlusconi won April elections amid promises to crack down on crime, which Italians increasingly link to foreigners and especially clandestine migrants. I'm Charles Collins.